Passing away of Bhishma Dev, text 14. Please repeat.
Sarvam kalakritam manye.
Sarvam kalakritam manye.
Sarvam kalakritam manye.
Bhavatam cha
yadapriyam.
Bhavatam cha yadapriyam.
Sapalo yadvase loko. Sapalo yadvase loko. Bhaya eva ganavalihi. Bhaya eva ganavalihi.
Others.
Sarvam kala kritam manye.
Bhavatam cha
yadapriyam.
Sabhalo yadvase loko.
Vayuriva ganavalihi.
Sarvam kala kritam manye.
Bhavatam cha yadapriyam.
Sapalo yadvase loko.
Vayuriva ganavalihi.
Sarvam kala kritam manye.
Bhavatam cha yadapriyam.
Sapalo yadvase loko.
Vayuriva ganavalihi.
Ladies.
Sarvam kala kritam manye.
Bhavatam cha jidapriyam.
Sapalo yadvase loko.
Vayuriva ganavalihi. Sarvam.
All this.
Kalakritam.
Done by
inevitable time. Manye.
I think.
Bhavatam cha.
For you also.
Yet,
whatever.
Apriyam,
detestable.
Sapalaha,
with the rulers.
Yet vase,
under the control of that time.
Lokaha,
everyone and every planet.
Vayo,
the wind carries.
Eva,
as
Ganaavali,
a line of clouds.
Translation,
in my opinion, this is all due to inevitable time,
under whose control everyone and every planet is carried,
just as the clouds are carried by the wind.
Please repeat,
in my opinion,
this is all due
to inevitable time,
under whose control
everyone and every planet
is carried,
just as the clouds
are carried by the wind.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada.
There is control by time
all over the space within the universe,
as there is control by time all over the planets. All the big, gigantic planets, including the sun, are being controlled by the force of air, as the clouds are carried by the force of air. Similarly, the inevitable Kala, or time, controls even the action of the air and other elements. Everything, therefore, is controlled by the supreme Kala, a forceful representative of the Lord within the material world. Thus Yudhisthira should not be sorry for the inconceivable action of time. Everyone has to bear the actions and reactions of time as long as one is within the conditions of the material world. Yudhisthira should not think that he had committed sins in his previous birth and is suffering the consequence. Even the most pious has to suffer the condition of material nature. But a pious man is faithful to the Lord, for he is guided by the bona fide Brahman and Vaishnava following the religious principles. These three guiding principles, I was trying to figure out what that meant, because it seems like he's just saying two principles in the previous sentence, but it seems like a pious man is faithful to the Lord. Perhaps that's one principle. He's guided by the bona fide Brahman and the bona fide Vaishnava following religious principles. Perhaps that's what he means. These three guiding principles should be the aim of life. One should not be disturbed by the tricks of eternal time. Even the great controller of the universe, Brahmaji, is also under the control of that time. Therefore, one should not grudge being thus controlled by time, despite being a true follower of religious principles. Gurave Gurachandraya Radhikayai Tadalai Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada used to say that all the money in the world can't purchase even one moment. Time goes by. And this time controls everything. This is one of the elements within the material world, one of the main topics of Bhagavad Gita. It's conspicuous by its absence in the spiritual world. And therefore Srila Prabhupada said, and Bhaktivinoda said, we can't understand that. Sometimes devotees say, I guess because they don't have better things to do with their time, I don't know. But they like to quarrel about the source of the jiva. But Thakur Bhaktivinoda, he says in Jiva Dharma, that as long as we're conditioned, you can't understand the source of the jiva. Because outside of this universe, there's no time. In our conception, we can't understand anything. It has no beginning, no middle, and no end. It's completely beyond our conception. This is the material universe, which is governed by time. So we can't understand that place, which has no time, until we become self-realized. So it's really not a very important thing to quarrel about. Prabhupada sometimes used to say, better to figure out how to get out of here. try to quarrel about how we came or why we came. Not a very important thing. So this Kala, this time factor, governs everything in this world. Even the great devotees, and Prabhupada makes this point again and again in this purport, even the great controller of the universe, Brahmaji, is under the control of time. Therefore, one should not grudge being thus controlled by time, despite being a true follower of religious principles. So time governs everyone. This time governs relationships in terms that it indicates that there is some meeting and there's some separation. Sometimes our acharyas, they've described the flow of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna to a river, which they call a Premadhara. And that river, just like every river, has two embankments. One is called Sambhogtata, the embankment of union. And the other is Vipralambatata, or the embankment of separation. The separation is something which doesn't exist in the spiritual world. except by some rumor. Therefore, Krishna comes to this material world for that purpose. In Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in one purport in the 10th canto, he says that we should contemplate what is the purpose of this universe. And he says there that we should not think that the purpose of this universe is the reformation of the wayward jivas, like ourselves. Because Atmavan Manite Jagat, we all think we're very important. We might think, yes, Krishna created this universe just to reform me and all the other jivas here. But it's not true. The purpose of this universe, Vishwanath says, is for the pastimes of Krishna. Everything is for the pleasure of Krishna. Why does the Lord come here, to this nasty, terrible place, to perform pastimes? Pritanaya sadhanam. He comes here primarily, one purpose is to enliven his devotees. The Vinashaya Tudushkritam and Dharma Samstarpanartaya, Vishwanath in his Gita commentary, says that these are activities which are carried out by his Vishnu avatars. But Krishna personally comes to deliver his devotees. But another reason is there. That's still Bahumukha Karna, an external reason. The Antarmukharana is that Krishna gets more pleasure from here. And Vishwanath gives an example. He says that just like a candle, the light of a candle is very beautiful in a dark room. But if you take the candle outside in the middle of the day in the sunshine, you can't even see the beautiful flame on the candle. It requires the backdrop of blackness, of darkness. Another example he gives is if you take a beautiful diamond and you place it on a silver plate, you won't be able to see the diamond. But if you take that diamond and put it on a piece of dark blue cloth, then the diamond looks very beautiful. So Krishna's pastimes look even more beautiful in this material world. This is one reason. Another reason is there that Jiva Goswami describes Krishna has two primary types of pastimes, his Nitya Leela and his Naimittika Leelas. His Nitya Leela are those pastimes which take place in the spiritual world, and also there's some Leelas which take place here in this world, which are known as Astakala Leelas, which are considered Nitya Leelas, the same pastimes he does every day. And we meditate on these every day. Right? These are our artiks and our Boga offerings. These correspond with different eightfold pastimes of the divine couple in Braj, and that's a very big discussion. We won't go in that direction. And the Naimittik Leelas. And these Naimittik Leelas, these occasional pastimes, are things like Krishna's birth and his killing of the demons, which Srila Prabhupada said doesn't take place in the spiritual world. There's some rumor that there's demons sometimes, but there's no actual demons there. Krishna's Bala Leela, Krishna's Janma Leela, don't take place in the spiritual world because there's no birth, there's no death there, there's no time there. Some acharyas even say there's no cooking in the spiritual world. That sounds really depressing. Because there's no moon, there's no sun, there's no fire, the Gita describes in the spiritual world. Some acharyas comment like this. And because there's no cooking there, so Krishna wants to eat something freshly cooked, he has to come here to this material world. And Jiva Goswami clearly says that Krishna gets more pleasure from his Naimittik Leelas here in this world than he does in his Nitya Leelas in the spiritual world. These Leelas in this material world, as we mentioned, can be divided into two categories. His Sambhog Tattva and Vipralamba Tattva, or union and separation. For devotees, sometimes it's very difficult to understand what is the purpose of separation, which indirectly is what's being spoken about in this verse today. Because Bhishma Dev is speaking to Yudhisthira, and he's predicting some separation. He's predicting some suffering. We suffer when there's separation from our beloved, from our friends, from our husband or wife. We suffer in separation, hopefully, from the Lord. What is the purpose of that? And a bigger question is, what is the purpose of separation between the Lord and his eternal devotees? It's like Srimati Radharani and the Brijbasis. The separation is divided into four categories, as Vipralamba. There's four types of, Rupa Goswami describes this, there's four types of Vipralamba, there's four types of Sambhog, four types of separation, four types of union. The four types of separation, which we'd like to speak a little something about today, or purvarag, separation before even meeting. Srimati Radharani is described by Rupa Goswami in one place. At one point, she decided, I should commit suicide. I'm such an unfortunate woman. And Lalita was very disturbed. Why? What is wrong? Because I'm in love with three different men. What is this? There's this person named Krishna. I've heard his name. And I just go mad. And then there's this picture which Chitrasakhi gave me of this beautiful blue complexion boy. When I look at this picture, sometimes he seems to smile at me from the picture and wink at me. The boy in that picture has captured my heart. And then there's some other fellow here in Vrindavan. Sometimes he plays a flute. And I hear that flute and I go mad. So I'm Ami Durbhagya. I'm very, very unfortunate. I should commit suicide. I'm in love with three different boys. This is separation before meeting. They haven't met yet. And Radharani is feeling so much separation from Krishna. She thinks there's three different personalities. And Lalita tells him, no. It's okay. It's the same person, all three of these. So it's purvarag. A second type of separation is man. Man is when the lover or the beloved manifest loving sulkiness, a pouty huff, sometimes some people say. And Krishna sometimes purposely evokes Srimati Radharani's man. He's supposed to show up to see her in a kunj, and Radharani is decorated, it's so nice. And Krishna instead goes to some other kunj or some other gopi. And when Radharani finds out, she becomes very, very angry. And that anger, in that anger, there's some separation between the divine couple. And sometimes the gopis, they start preaching to Radharani, you should forgive him. Forget about it. It's okay. And Krishna gets pleasure from that man. And then there's another, third type of separation, which is a very inconceivable. And that's called prema vaichitya. Prema vaichitya is when the lover and the beloved are together, but they're feeling separation. If you go to Barsana, just near to Barsana, there's a pond which is called Prem Sarovar. And there at Prem Sarovar, on one occasion, Radha and Krishna were sitting together. Radharani was sitting on Krishna's lap. Madhu Mangal, Krishna's Priya Narmasaka, was also there. And one bumblebee, one Brahmara, came there. And the bumblebee saw the lotus-like eyes of Srimati Radharani and thought, oh, nectar. And he started buzzing around Radharani's eyes. And then Radharani started waving her hand, trying to make the bee go away. And the bee saw the lotus-like hands of Radharani and became even more excited. More lotuses. And then Radharani, she started saying, go away, go away. And when the bee smelled the fragrant breath of Srimati Radharani, he became really intoxicated and really eager and started buzzing around her even more. Then brave Madhu Mangal picked up a stick and he started chasing that bumblebee. And then the bumblebee went away and Madhu Mangal very proudly said that Madhusudan is gone. Madhusudan means a bumblebee. But Madhusudan is also a name for Krishna. Radharani is sitting on Krishna's lap. And Madhu Mangal said, Madhusudan is gone. And Radharani, Krishna's gone? She's sitting on his lap. And she started crying in separation. Seeing Radharani's ecstatic mood is separation from him, Krishna also felt separation from Radharani. They're together. And Krishna started crying also. And the combined tears of the divine couple formed that pond, which is still there today, known as Prem Sarovar. So this is Prema Vaichitya. Rupa Goswami describes this elaborately. I think the 10th act of Lalita Madhav, the meeting in Nava Vrindavan. Very wonderful story. That's another topic. Then the last type of separation is called prabhas. Prabhas is when the lover and the beloved are separated by some distance. This prabhas is described by our acharyas as being divided into two divisions, suprabhas and duraprabhas and sudura-prabhas. Duraprabhas is when Krishna goes to Bandiravan or Kamyavan to herd the cows. And Srimati Radharani and the residents of Vrindavan, they can't see him for 3 or 4 hours, maybe 6 hours. Yugaitam nimishena chakshusha pravishaitam. And for them, a moment seems like a millennium in separation from Krishna. But he comes back at the end of the day, and they get to see him again. That's duraprabhas. The second type of prabhas, separation from a distance, is called sudura-prabhas. And Rupa Goswami sometimes calls this matura-prabhas, when Krishna goes to Mathura, when he goes to Dwarka. And the residents of Vrindavan don't know if they're going to see him again or not. So it seems that this kind of separation is governed by time. Rupa Goswami, in his Pajavali, his original sloka book for Gaudiya Vaishnavism, he's described the words of Srimati Radharani after the departure of Krishna, after Krishna left Braj and went to Mathura. Gato yamo, gato yamo, gata yama gatam dinam, ahanta kim karishyami na pashyami hare mukham. 3 hours have passed. 6 hours have passed. 9 hours have passed. Ahanta, alas, alas, what will I do? I don't see Krishna's face. So it seems like the time element is there in this pastime of Krishna. It is there. This time element is not there in the spiritual world. It's a special quality here in the material world. And it's very, very difficult to understand. Our acharyas, they've described. Devana lachir yamanamritam bhavet tata tadapyagni sikeva yadvatam visham chapiyusham maho sudha visham iti sukham jivanam artivi vaibhavam. Describing the separation, describes that the fires of a flame, you know, the heat of a flame, becomes like Jamuna's nectar. We spoke about this in, Neptopetros, I think. Yes, they asked us to speak something about Rukmini's wedding, on Rukmini Vivaha. Rupa Goswami describes how Rukmini was going to commit suicide by jumping into the fire sacrifice that was going on. For her, that fire looked like nectar in her separation from Krishna. So Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, is the verse from Brihad Bhagavatamrita, says that in this love and separation, fire's flames become like the Jamuna's nectar, and the Jamuna's nectar becomes like the flames of a fire in separation from Krishna. On one occasion, Srimati Radharani was barred by Jatila from going to see Krishna. They were supposed to meet, and Jatila locked her in. She couldn't get out. And Srimati Radharani was feeling so much separation. The gopis, they made a bed for her. And on that bed, they smeared sandalwood paste and camphor. They put lotus leaves, lotus flower petals, which are all very cooling. And when Srimati Radharani laid down on those things, they nearly caught fire. They all immediately dried up from the heat of her separation, what's known as Dipralamba Agni. And then one of her messengers came and said, "Hey, Radhe, Krishna is requesting you should make some sweets for him." And Radharani became ecstatic, and she jumped up and she went to the stove and began cooking over that hot stove in that closed room. And the fire from that hot stove felt very cooling to her. This is the paradox of separation. And Sanatana Goswami says, "Visham cha piyusham, aho sudha visham." Poison becomes nectar, and nectar becomes poison. Miti sukham jivanamarti vaibhavam. Death becomes happiness, and life becomes torture. This is the most amazing quality. And our acharyas describe that this vipralamba, this separation, it's the highest ecstasy. Pragyadyapi premakrit priyanam vicheda davana lavegato nita santapa jatena durantasoka visena gadham bhavatai vadukam tatapi sambhoga sukada pistutaha sakopyani vachatitammo manoramaha pramodarasi parinamato dhruvam tatvaspurit tad rasikaika vedyaha. Krishna says this thing, an interesting thing. Although in the forest fire of separation, my gopi beloveds, they're filled with pain. That pain that they experience is more glorious than the happiness of directly meeting me. It's indescribable, and it's enchanting. It's an ocean of ecstatic love. Only those who are learned in the mellows of spiritual love can understand it. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami comments on his own verse from Brihad Bhagavatamrita also. He says, Yatagni Patiyogi Ghana Himadi Sparsena Padadyanyangishu Jayamana Paramamaha Jadyasya Jvalad Angara Sparsavad Abhigyasyat Tatrahi Yatangara Sparsa Patitir Mitya Paramamaha Jadyam Eva Satyam Tatatrapi Dukasha Pratiter Mityatvam Eva Sukasha Eva Satyatvam Vigyayam. He said that just as the feet and other limbs of the body, when they're touched by ice, which is just the opposite of fire, if you touch some cold ice to your feet, you feel like you're being burned. And on the other hand, he says that someone feels some coldness when they touch a flame from that burn. Similarly, he says, the apparent suffering from feelings of separation is not real. It's actually, in truth, it's experienced only as bliss. And it's a very big subject. Baladeva Dibhushan comments also in this regard that the separation is the topmost thing. Srila Prabhupada also says this thing. What is the purpose of this separation? Rupa Goswami describes, Navina vipralambena sambhoga pushtam ashnute kashayite hi vastra do bhuyan rago vivardite. He said, without separation, meeting won't be nourished. Just as a color in a cloth increases its brilliance when it's rubbed. There's a purpose for this separation. Jiva Goswami in Priti Sandarbha, he's defined the word vipralamba. Very interesting definition. Tatra vipralambo, viprakarshena lambaha praptir yashasa tata. Vipralamba means lamba, attainment of distance, vipra. So it means external separation, but internal union. It looks like the greatest pain, but actually it's the greatest ecstasy. Raghunath Das Goswami, in separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his separation from Rupa and Sanatana, he's described, Sunyayate Mahagoshtam Girindro Jagadaryate Vyagra Tundayate Kundam Jivatu Rahitasyame. Out of separation from my heart's beloved. It seems to me that the great fields of Brudge are all completely empty. Govardhan Hill has become like a python. And Radhakund has become like the gaping mouth of a tiger. This is separation. And Krishna invokes this separation in his Braj Leela. And the gopis, they have to suffer. Srimati Radharani, Rupa Goswami, she describes that on one occasion, after the disappearance of Krishna, after Krishna left Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani, she saw a crow, and she spoke to that crow. Bratarvayasa mandali mukutehe niskramya gostaritaha sandesham vada vandana taramamum brindata vindayame dadum prana pasum sikibirahabur inde madangalaye sandram nagara chandra bindirabasad asargala bandhanam. She praised that crow. Oh brother, oh crown of all youths, I see that you're flying away from Braj and you're going in the direction of Mathura. When you arrive in Mathura, please go to the king of Vrindavan, Krishna. Offer him my respectful obeisances and give him a message on my behalf. O moon of amorous heroes, the flames of separation from you are beginning to burn the animal of my life breath in the house of my body. Please unbolt the firm lock of hope that keeps that animal in the burning building. For a householder, if there's a fire on his property, the barn and the house have caught on fire, what is the first duty of the householder? Sasha describes, the first duty is they have to let out the animals because they can't get out of that burning barn. So the householder has to go and let them out. So Srimati Radharani said, the animal of my life breath is locked inside the burning house of my body, which is on fire with the Vipralamba Agni, the fire of separation from you. But you're not unlocking the door and letting me out. What is that bolt, that lock on the door that you're not releasing? She says it's the hope, your promise. Ayasam, Krishna says, Ayasam, in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. When he was leaving, he told the gopis, I'm returning soon. I'm coming back soon. So Srimati Radharani said, my life air wants to escape from my body. It wants to die. But one thing is keeping it there, the bolt, the lock of your promise that I'll return. This hope is keeping me alive. So please unlock the door and let my animal of my life out of this body. This is separation. This separation, although it looks like the most terrible kind of pain, as we described, it's actually the greatest nectar. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes this also. Se prema yunyarmani tara vikrama se jani visamrita ekatra milan. Anyone who has this feeling of separation in their heart, they know its power. It's like a mixture of poison and nectar. Krishna was defeated by the gopis. And he told them, na pariye ham niravadya samyujam sa sadhu krityam vibhudaya sapi va yamava jamdur jaya geha shrinkalai samvichrayatad vipratiyatu sadhana. I have no way to repay you. Everybody else I can repay. Everyone else are doing some bhajan, but they want a wife, they want a husband, they want some money, they want a position, they want to think about their career in ISKCON. Everybody else has something they want. Krishna says, I can reciprocate. And you gopis, your love is so spotless. You don't want anything. All that you want is my pleasure. I don't know how to reciprocate with you. So pratyatu sadhana. Let your own bhajan be your glory. And to repay that debt, Krishna was always contemplating on, how can I do that thing? How can I repay that debt? So he had to come again as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to repay his debt. He had to repay that debt. He didn't have the wealth. What is that debt? That's a debt of love. And he's defeated because the gopis have more love than he does. Because the gopis' love is a kantik. It's one-pointed. They only want to see Krishna Shamsundar blowing on his flute at Bamsivat. But Krishna is Bahusaka. He's multi-branched because he exchanges love and all the rasas. But the gopis, they're one-pointed. So he didn't possess the wealth of love to repay them. He's a supreme personality of Godhead, but he was defeated because he's Priti Vishroy. His ontological position is that he's the object of love. And he's defeated by the Priti Ashroy, the supreme abode of love, who's Srimati Radharani. So he had to beg for that, but Radharani wouldn't give it. If you have a debt and you can't get a job, you go to borrow money, they won't give you any money, what will you do? If you have to repay your debt, you have only one choice. You have to steal. And Krishna's famous is Choragaganya, the greatest thief. So Rupa Goswami describes a kutuki rasastomam hritva. In his Dvitiya Chaitanya Astakam, he says this thing, that Krishna entered into Srimati Radharani's heart. How did he enter her heart? It wasn't possible. He had to melt it. He had to heat it. And he heated her heart with this Vipralamba Agni, this fire of separation. And then Krishna was able to enter into the heart of Radharani, but something happened. When he entered into her heart to plunder, to steal that love she had, when he came out, everything was different. The Jamuna was gone. And Govardhan Hill was gone. Instead, there was the Ganga. Vrindavan was gone and it became Navadvip. And his Krishnavarna, his blackish complexion was gone. When he entered into the heart of Radharani and came out, suddenly the Gauravarna was there. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Tapta Kanchana Gauranga. Radhabhava Dyuti, Suvalitam, Nomi Krishna Sarupam. Krishna's covered. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is covered by the mood of Radharani and by the complexion of Radharani. So he came. Shamsundar came as Gaurasundar. He came in a golden complexion, but he's not coming to be Krishna. He's coming to be a devotee. He's coming to taste Radharani's love. By his coming in this way, he showed the super excellence of separation. He showed the real meaning of Vipralamba. External separation, but internal union. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. He's a combined form of Radha and Krishna. My Guru Maharaj said that in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are two opposites in one container. Sambhog and Vipralamba. Union and separation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood is separation. That's predominant in Gaura. But there's union because Radha and Krishna have combined together. So this separation, Srila Prabhupada describes, is the wealth of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. He says this separation is the greatest ecstasy. And this separation is there. It's a quality of the material world. Yudhisthira Maharaj is being instructed by Bhishma Dev in this point. We now have so much separation after the battle of Kurukshetra. So your teacher, Dronacharya, has been killed. And now I am on this deathbed of arrows. I am also going to leave my body soon. The separation will be there, but it has a purpose. It's not that Krishna created everything, but he made some little mistake. It may seem like that. What is the purpose in separation between the devotee, the disciple, and the guru? By nature's law, the guru is generally older than the disciple. So it means that generally the guru is going to lead before the disciple. And then the disciple goes through the most terrible hell. Only someone who's had this happen can understand. Your whole life is gone. Your Gurudev. Before I could go to him, I could ask him questions. Before there'd be some controversy amongst the disciples and he would resolve everything. But now, where is he gone? Krishna's made a very good creation. He's done everything right. But in this case, it seems like he made a mistake. He shouldn't have done this thing. But no, there's a purpose for it. It's described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy in the Madhya Lila chapter 8 of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Dukkha madhye kona dukkha gurutara. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked Ramananda Roy, of all the types of distress, which one is the most painful? And Ramananda Roy said, Krishna bhakti virahavina dukkha nahi dekapar. Aside from separation from the devotees, I don't know of any unbearable unhappiness. It's the most terrible pain. And Prabhupada, he describes this in a number of letters. But he describes that there's a purpose for this. We have a festival known as the Viraha Utsav, on the disappearance of our spiritual master. And for us in this material world, it's viraha. It's a terrible pain. But for those residents in the spiritual world, it's an utsav. It's a great festival because that devotee has returned to Krishna's abode. So for us, it seems like the most terrible thing, but there is a utility for it. Once one devotee, he asked my spiritual master, he said, Guru Maharaj, you're always speaking about separation from Krishna and how we should cry in separation from Krishna, but it's so theoretical. We don't understand that. And my Guru Maharaj told him, he said, you'll understand this after I leave this world. And then you'll be able to cry. And Prabhupada described things like this in one letter to Balabi in 1967. He said, the separation which you're feeling on account of my physical absence is a good sign. The more you feel such separation, the more you'll be situated in Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya felt this separation, and his process of approaching Krishna is a feeling of separation. Again, in a letter to Jadarani in 68, Prabhupada said, yes, the ecstasy of separation from the spiritual master is even greater ecstasy than the meeting with him. In a letter, very nice letter to Brahmananda, Prabhupada said, our meeting and separation in the material world is like the flowing tide of the river. During the flowing tide of the river, so many different floating articles meet together. And with the flowing, they again become separated by the movement of the waves. That is the way of material life. But our separation, although it resembles exactly in the material way, it is completely different. In the spiritual world, separation is more relishable than meeting. In other words, in spiritual life, there is no separation. Separation is eternal, and meeting is also eternal. The separation is simply another feature of meeting. So, this is Krishna's special mercy, to take the devotees to a higher stage, to take them to a higher grade in school, where we can learn to cry. And we cry in separation from the devotees. Then we can feel, we can begin to feel some separation from Krishna. So there's some purpose for this time. And Krishna relishes this. This time element indicates separation. But that separation is only an apparent thing. External separation means
internal union. We'll stop there. It's a little late. Srila Prabhupada ki. Kandana Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Gopremanandi Hari Hari Bhagavan Shakapadu Rubhischa. Vasindhu Vyayavacha. Paditanam Bhavanipa Vaishnavipa. I'm sorry we're a little late. If anybody has some things they need to do, please go and do. There's some questions, Prabhuji.
Yeah,
you
said Krishna enjoys more than so if it's the same, then maybe what's coming? Just in the material world, there's the actual element of preaching. In the spiritual world,
it's described by Acharya as that. Was it Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, where he's described the Asura Kala Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it goes on in Navadvipa. And that separation is there in the sense that he's feeling separation from Radha and Krishna, but there's no separation from the Navadvipa Basis. There's no sannyas. But that sannyas is something which takes place here. And that's an even higher pastime. Therefore, that Puri Leela, Krishna Das Kavaj Goswami describes that it was there in Puri that Krishna was able to fulfill his three desires, Shiradaya Pranaya Mahima Kibdisovanayava Swadyogina Bhutta Madhuri Makibdisovanayava. Krishna came because these three desires, he wanted to taste the nature of Radha's love, but he wasn't able to do that in Navadvipa because again, the rasas were mixed. Mother Sachi was there, Vishnupriya was there, and there's a married thing. And so he had to leave that. He had to take sannyas, and that sannyas means a kantik. He becomes very one-pointed. If sannyas means Radha-bhav. And there, in Gambira, in Jagannath Puri, in the association of Vairamananda, Sripdamana Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami, Govinda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relished Chandidas and Vidyapati in the mood of Radharani. And that was very ekantic, one-pointed. Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami says that his desire was fulfilled there. And that doesn't take place in the spiritual world. That takes place here in this material world. Prabhuji?
I just want to make sure that I have this completely clear. That so Vipralamba, there's no Vipralamba in Goloka, it's only in Goku.
There's some rumor about that. Acharya is describing that way. And for that reason, Jiva Goswami says a very fascinating thing in his Gopal Champu. He says that when Krishna broke the twin Yamala Jhum trees, Nalakubera and Manigriva, they came out. And he's describing this pastime, which is Krishna's Leela in Gopal Champu is being spoken by Madhukanta and Snigdhakanta. And after they described how those trees are broken, someone asked them, so what happened to Nalakubera Manigriva? And Snigdhakanta and Madhukanta kind of got a little shy and they said, well, it's us. Mm-hmm. That Nalakubera Manigriva, they went back to the spiritual world. And they assume the forms there, Snigdhakanta and Madhukanta, and they begin relating Krishna's nimittic leelas. They begin speaking about Krishna's pastimes here in the material world to the residents in the spiritual world. And Krishna was there listening in the morning with the cowherd men. And in the evening, there was a private session with Radharani and the gopis, and Krishna was also present there. And they're relishing, hearing the pastimes which take place here. So there's some idea of separation there. I can't understand this thing. Yeah, my understanding of it is there's some rumor of it. Prabhupada used that expression.
Of course,
the demons.
There's bounce beat and sequence.
Yes.
Therefore,
it's inconceivable for us because we can't conceive something with this no time. But it's very nice to think about.
I think it's a good
point. Okay.
Prabhuji? You spoke about situation on my way here. I was also feeling your sense of situation. I came a little bit too late. But I had on my way here the feeling of that what is within is without. We have it's like we see when we perceive, as we perceive our form. We perceive that this is the form, and then we are identifying with the mind and the body. But when we perceive from a spiritual platform, then we have this
understand that it's a wholeness. It's not there is a separation, but there is not a separation. It's infinity. And when we take darshan, when we don't have darshan from devotees, we long for it. And that's the greatest separation. When we come into the temple and we have darshan, we take first the darshan from the devotees and touch a lot of feet. And that's the goal for it. Isn't it so?
That's very beautiful. I like that, yes. And therefore, we mention Jiva Goswami's definition of Vipralamba. You weren't here for that. He says, Vipra means attainment. Lamba, something from a distance. So it means, and Prabhupada said this in the letter we were just reading, external separation, but internal union. It's a very beautiful thing. And the perverted reflection of this is, that in the material world, everybody likes sad stories. Everybody loves love stories, and it just touches your heart and you want to cry because it's the perverted reflection. In the spiritual realm, the greatest happiness is that separation. That doesn't mean it's something they want. They don't want that. They don't try for that. But Krishna evokes that, and it's the greatest blessing. You had some comment, question, Anji?
Yeah.
The Vrindavan Dham is permeated with the Shakti of Srimati Radharani, with that Karuna Shakti. And it also manifests in different places in the spiritual world. When we say, I presume you're referring to something, I don't know if we said in one of our classes, but we often say that the Ichha Shakti generally is in control of the Karuna Shakti. We're referring to the Naimittika Leelas in the material world. That when the Lord comes, as much as Karma Varaha and Srinya or whatever, he always comes with his Shakti, Srimati Radharani, as Sita Devi, when he comes as Lord Ramachandra. Even when he comes, the Garga Samhita describes that when he comes as Narayan, as a sannyasi, then Srimati Radharani appears as his shadow. Mm-hmm. There's never any question of separation from the Lord and his potency. But in all those different leelas, his Ichha Shakti is always controlling the Karuna Shakti, the Kripa Shakti, the Srimati Radharani, because he doesn't want to freely give that, because it's a very private thing, it's a very special thing, because if devotees get that mercy of Radharani very freely, then Krishna will become indebted to them. That's the nature of Radharani's mercy. And everything will become like Braj. So Krishna controls that Karuna Shakti, and he doesn't allow it freedom. But when he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Radharani's mood is predominant, so that Karuna Shakti, that Kripa Shakti, has freedom. And therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more merciful than even Krishna. Is that okay? It's a really beautiful point. My Guru Maharaj spoke about this. This is where we got this thing from. Yes, and therefore everyone wants to come here. Even Krishna wants to come. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very wonderful, Prabhuji.
Yes, Prabhu, I was thinking that going back to Godhead, that to go to the Leela in the material world and going to the spiritual world.
In some ways that's true, and we should note that Srila Prabhupada, he didn't want the devotees to be complacent. He said, why? The devotees, once they came to Prabhupada, said, Prabhupada, I just want to take birth again and again and distribute books. And Prabhupada said, no, you should go back to Godhead in this lifetime. Mm-hmm. Prabhupada clearly didn't want the devotees to become complacent. Now, on the other hand, it may seem like a contradiction that Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami, in their writings, they describe that Krishna, when he shows his mercy on someone, he makes him take birth again and again in this material world so they can get their love perfect. Janmi janmi Prabhu say. And our acharyas, sometimes they pray like that, Mama, janmani janmanishvare. I don't mind. Let me take birth here again and again. Mahaprabhu prays like that. Nautam Das Thakur prays like that. Mama janmani. So, sometimes Krishna does that because if you pluck a rose when it's in a bud form, if you pluck it too early, it'll never blossom. Similarly, if the living entity gets liberation, and that liberation is not such a big deal, Mukti tuchafala hoy, namabasa hoyte. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that mukti, liberation, is the tuchafal, the insignificant fruit of even namabas chanting. That's not our goal. Nirapararadi namloi paya prema dana. Our goal is to chant without offense and to get Krishna prema, which is much, much higher than that mere liberation. So if someone gets that namabas liberation, then they'll go to Vaikuntha. But your bhakti won't develop any further. And just like that rose, if you pick it at an early stage, it stays in that bud stage. So sometimes Krishna, out of compassion on his devotees, he makes them take birth again and again. Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami describe this, until their love becomes more and more intense and it fully blossoms. That's special mercy. So both considerations are there. I think Srila Prabhupada's point was, his concern perhaps was that he saw that sometimes our desire to go back to Godhead is not very strong. And we may have some sentiment, oh Prabhupada, I'd like to come again and again and do your service. We have some desire like that, but we also have a desire to have a beautiful woman and to enjoy this thing and enjoy that thing. And maybe those desires are even stronger than our desire to serve Prabhupada. And so he was concerned. Don't come back here to this place. You should finish it in this lifetime. Have a very strong resolution. So we should have a strong resolution like that. That's, to me, is the essence of Prabhupada's point. But at the same time, mama janmani jamanishvari. I don't mind. Let me take birth again and again. Janmi janmi prabhu se. Let me serve my Guru Maharaj life after life until I get that topmost thing. Is that okay? That's a good question. Thank you. All right. Thank you, everybody. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantarashmi Bhagavatam ki, Gopremanandi, Vancha Kopa Guru Bhishcha, Kripa Sindhu Bheva Cha, Padita Anam Pavam, Vaishnavi Dhi Namam. Srila Prabhupada ki. Bhakti Rashmi Sindhu and Jiva Goswami's commentary. I've got it in my notes. So I forgot to tell about this.